From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. It was another deadly day in Syria with at least 15 civilians killed in barrel bomb attacks by suspected government helicopters on a rebel-held district of Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said government aircraft dropped two explosive-packed barrel bombs minutes apart on the Mahdi district of eastern Aleppo. According to the group, the strikes hit near a tent where people were mourning those killed in a barrel bomb attack Thursday. The Syrian government and its Russian allies are the only ones operating helicopters over Aleppo. The government denies using barrel bombs. Meanwhile, the UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that the United Nations has developed an Aleppo emergency response plan following his appeal last week for a 48-hour humanitarian pause in fighting. De Mistura said in a statement Saturday that this was a pilot initiative intended to set the stage for weekly pauses for humanitarian relief. The statement said the aid is intended to reach 80,000 people in eastern Aleppo and also to reach people in the western part of the city. Also Saturday, Syrian rebels and their families continued evacuating the long-besieged Damascus suburb of Daraya as part of an agreement reached late Thursday with the government. Celebratory gunfire greeted the buses as they reached the village of Babasika in northern rebel-held Idlib province. 700 rebels and nearly 4,000 civilians will be evacuated as part of the deal. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.